trees do you have around here? You mentioned the blackjacks.
Now we have blackjacks, post oaks, a few bur oaks, pin oak.
Native?
Huh?
Just growing native?
Yeah.
Huh.
On the creeks and things.
That's a pretty popular city tree now.
And they have the elms. You know, we did have a lot of cottonwood, but they're nearly all gone. And something hit them 4 or 5 years ago, and they're just, and the creeks caved out, they've caved in and washed away, and, but they died, a lot of them just, there was a lot here that made pretty good cottonwood lumber, but they just passed away.
Hmm. Do you have that tree that has the big leaf and the shaggy bark? In the winter, it'll have a little ball out on the end of each branch.
Well, let's see, now what do you think of that?
This you'd find down where it's pretty wet.
I don't think we've got them.
Sycamore? Or?
Well, they didn't know, they ain't any of them, hardly one or two been set out here in the country this year. But they're further east.
Uh-huh.
White looking, you
yeah.
know. And
grow like a Dickens.
Grow like thunder. And then there's that silver leaf maple.
Uh-huh. They're pretty.
Yeah.
How about cherry trees?
I think well, there's not many of them in the country.
They're
not
just
very few.
We planted, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have that bush that grows, oh, maybe it's 6 feet tall, has a cluster of red berries up on top? Grow in thickets?
Well, are you thinking of red haws, are you?
No. This one has a leaf with, oh, maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 fingers on it.
I don't think we've got any of them. We've got a vine here that grows up, and I think they call them bittersweet berries.
Mm-hmm.
But they're a vine of a thing. There's not many of them.
The one I was thinking of was shoemake.
Oh yes, heck, I've got to think of them boogers right up there.
Are they good for anything?
No.
Do they like?
In your way.
They like good land or poor land?
Yeah, they like, well, you see a good shoemake thing, you've got some pretty good land there, you get ready for that. It'll be pretty good land.
That's what I've heard. Do you have that vine around the creeks, the one that has the three pointed leaf?
You can think of them, lots of people call them poison ivy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of that. They don't never bother me, but I know people that just if it's a little bit damp and they get close to the creek, why, they just want to get ready.
I used to be that way. I may still be. I hope I'm not. What does it do to them?
Well, it just break you out, turn your ray, whelp you up in red. Make you scratch yourself to death, don't get it stopped.
Just itch and itch and itch.
Yes, sir. And hurt and hurt.
What would you call a group of trees on an open country?
Oh, a little grove is what we ought to call them.
How about a place where the brush grows thick?
Oh, dadgum, them brush with, that's what we ought to call them brush thickets. And blackjacks get that away. And I started telling you that this morning. When we back down the line 15, 20 years ago before butane and propane come in. Here, why, they'd knock you in the head if you went over yonder in the timber and cut a load of wood out of the pasture.
Huh.
They wanted left there, they needed it.